Today, the world acts as one. Today, in this crisis, people have come together, sharing in ways they have not shared before. Countries are cooperating to fight together this dis-ease. People are coming together, though they are in their homes and not traveling. They are coming together virtually, more than ever before. And so the barriers of distance and place begin to break down. This is the beginning of the dissolution of those barriers in human society. The barriers that have formed kingdoms and states and then nations are all based on place. People who reside in one place as opposed to another. People of one continent as opposed to another, of one locale as opposed to another. Those barriers are beginning to dissolve. It does not require physical travel to dissolve those barriers. And even in the crude and early stages of technology that now exist, those barriers are beginning to dissolve. They are an illusion. For the minds of people are connected. Spatial differences are of little consequence. The hearts and minds of people connect. And in this time, given a common enemy of all the people of the world, people unite to fight this enemy together. And for the first time, really function as a unitary whole. Yes, each region, each country is dealing with its own, each state, but there is an overall network as well. And not only leaders, but people are interwoven, interconnecting with each other. And so the world moves in transition from one stage to another. The transition does not happen instantly. It does not happen with one event or one circumstance, but it is moving in a direction where the globe becomes a whole society, a whole being. For you are all the children of Earth, the children of this planet, the very expressions of this planet Earth, striving to attain greater and greater awareness, to move towards the cosmic nucleus, towards Purushottama, that cosmic nucleus which is at the core, drawing all the universe back into it. So the earth itself is drawn, and out of that draw manifests beings of subtler and subtler awareness. And finally, human beings have evolved. And now human beings are evolving. And you are all part of that evolution. That evolution is a movement towards that cosmic nucleus. That core, central core of being. And in this awakening to greater and greater consciousness, there is a unity that comes, a recognition that all living beings are part of an integral whole. That your existence is interwoven and interconnected with the life of all beings. That all are one upon this planet. One development. One evolution. And with this comes awareness of the need to care for all aspects of creation. That the trees, the planet itself, the other living beings cannot be abused. That there is life and there is death, but there is balance in it. And as that sense of balance grows, the earth heals. It's healing quickly right now. People will need to change their ways. And they are given an opportunity now to see different alternatives, to begin to explore ways to live together without harming the planet, without harming other living beings. And so the evolutionary flow is active. And adjusting life. And the adjustments are not always easy. But they are necessary. The world is a whole, and you are part of that living consciousness of the earth itself that is expressed in all the living beings who evolve upon this earth, all the forms the earth takes as it moves towards greater and greater capacity for self-awareness. You are interwoven and interconnected with every other living being on this planet, with the earth itself. And the earth is part of the larger cosmos, of the galaxy, of the universe. Creation is an interwoven whole. Held in the cosmic mind of the infinite. All creation is composed of one substance. That infinite Purusha, that sublime beingness, formed into the multiplicity of forms and diversity of creativity by the Lady Prakriti. But in her call to you, in her call to evolution, and in the deep call of your fundamental being, in the heart of the universe, Purushottama sends the wave of infinite attraction, drawing you closer and closer to your sublime origin. This is not only an individual pull, it is also a collective draw towards the one eternal self. For as creation is spun in the mind of the infinite into wider and wider expression, so it is drawn back in the mind of the infinite to the pure being from which it has arisen, and out of which all is composed. And thus you are drawn to this essential nature, essential being. And in the play, the yoga maya, the play of creation that draws you towards the central core, the nucleus, Guru arises as the form congenial to your mind. As Lord Krishna was congenial to the mind of those gopis and gopas, to his devotees, to Arjuna, his congenial form allowed them to relate to him. But his nature was not simply that congenial form. His nature was vast and brilliant, beyond the scope of the human mind to comprehend. So is the nature of the Sadguru always, whatever form should be there. The Sadguru is infinite, beyond the scope of the mind, with the brilliance of 1,000 suns. For that one is the form in the yoga maya of the cosmic nucleus of Purushottama. That infinite, brilliant source of all existence. And so in the evolution of being, you are drawn back, you are attracted. Like the bee to honey, you are attracted to the sweetness of Parama Purusha, of that divine source. You are attracted. Like to like, being to being, to source. And in that attraction, the restlessness of the human mind, the restlessness of the human heart, gets directed towards the source of the restlessness, towards the source from which you have come. And when you return, that restlessness dissolves. For the restlessness in the human heart and the human mind is a desire to be whole, to be one with the essential being that you are. That is your destiny. To return to your home, your source, the infinite indivisibility of love, of truth. To be one with the Sadguru. The Guru cannot be like the God in the heaven. Someone you pray to, but you never become close to. That you are always too small to be near. No, no, no. The role of Guru is to be a doorway through which you walk, not a God in the heaven to whom you pray. For you are the child of the infinite, and you are essential being. You are one. Already you are one with your home. That is your nature. But in the Maya of creation, you believe yourself to be something else. Let yourself come close to your Lord of Lords. Let yourself dissolve into that one. Throw away all your identity with limitation. Surrender it all. It's not you. It is a covering. Life upon life, you take human bodies, a covering of the soul, a covering of your being. You take mind, a covering of your true nature. You assume identities and beliefs about who you and what you are, all coverings. Dreams in the mind of the great dreamer. But you are composed of the infinite. Yeah.